Well, I've already kind of joked with Josh, haven't I, about his hair. I made a joke about, the Zoom and the fact that actually when you're on Zoom, really, like, you could be wearing your slippers and you know, it's, really, you could be wearing whatever people just see in your face. And I saw a video in, not a video, sorry, I saw an image on Facebook in the week that just really made me smile. I think this image is going to come on the screen now. In fact, it's already there. This is Derek the Cleric, and some of you might have seen these little cartoons. They're quite hilarious. But in this shot, you see that Derek is back at church. He's got his dog collar on, but he's got his pyjamas, his pyjama bottoms and his slippers on. And I forget the caption. I don't know. Somebody wants to shout it out to me. It says something like, Derek forgot he wasn't at Zoom church anymore, or something like that. Am I getting that right, Solly? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up from Solly, so that's all right. That's what it says. And I saw this. I just thought, yeah, I can resonate with that. And some of you have even said to me, Sarah, we're looking forward to being back together again, but we do like pyjama church. You know who you are. You know who you are. And in fact, I'm a little bit disturbed at how many of you are saying that to me, all right? Even my own daughter. So, Amy, if you're watching, I've just, like, shouted you out for that one. So I appreciate that actually during this time, there's actually been something quite nice about not having to think about how we look. Now, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. Most of you know me. Like, you know when they said, you know, we're now going to open the non-essential shops, you know, in other words, clothes shops were opening. Like, there was a lot of you out there that were like, yay, not me. Like, you ask my girls, I hate clothes shopping. Like, I'm not really that fast. Just give me jeans and a sweater every day and I'd be quite happy with that. Just give me a hoodie, I'm quite happy, you know? So for me, the whole clothes thing. But I appreciate that for a lot of us, like, what we're going to wear is going to become stressful again, because for the last few months, we've not had to think about it too much. You know, like, maybe you've had quite a few pyjama days. You might want to put that in the chat. Maybe you've had days where you just thought, I'm not going to see anyone today. It really doesn't matter. As I've been thinking about this, though, I actually want to ask a question this morning, and it's this. What will you be wearing as lockdown eases? And I'm not talking about literal clothes. I want to ask that question again. As lockdown begins to ease, as we begin over the coming days and weeks to be seeing one another again, to be able to gather in some small way, as life, you know, Josh has used that word, begins to return to normal, and we begin to, you know, we're going back to work and we're beginning to be with people again, we will be thinking about what we're wearing. Loads of you are going to hairdressers. You're thinking, oh no, my hair looks awful. We're suddenly becoming conscious again of how we look. But the question I want to ask is this: what will you be wearing? What will I see when I see you next? What will you see when you see me next? How am I going to emerge from this strange season we've been in? What will I be wearing? The clothes that I'm referring to aren't our literal clothes. They're clothes that actually Paul refers to in a book called Colossians, a letter that he wrote to a church. And in this book, in chapter 3, he describes the clothes that you and I should be wearing, the clothes that followers of Jesus, people that love Jesus, should be wearing. I'm going to stop now and I'm going to hand over to Sean Topman, who has read for us the clothes that Paul describes, and we find this in Colossians 3. So listen to Sean's words. Thank you, Sean, for reading those verses to us. Do you know what Paul's describing here? He's describing the wardrobe of heaven. Can I tell you this? It's designer gear. It's designer gear for you, the wardrobe of heaven. Let me just read some of these again. I really want us to get this. I want us to get this morning. Paul describes these kind of clothes: tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility. Wow, what a jacket to wear. Gentleness, patience. They might be the socks you need to put on in the morning. Forgiveness, grace. And then he says this, and above all, wear love. In another translation, it says this: don't leave the house without it. It's your all-purpose garment. You need it. You need it. This morning, I want to ask you this question. What will you be wearing as lockdown eases? As we begin to see each other again, let's not be so consumed about our hair and our outer clothes. The question I want to ask you is, what's going on in here? What's going on in your heart? What's really going on in your life? Because what's going on in there is what's going to shine out to others. And Paul describes this clothing that we should be wearing. Do you know, his words are familiar, aren't they? Those of you that know scripture will know that these words that we heard Sean read from Colossians, immediately my mind went to two other places. Again, Paul writes, we find it in 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul describes love. Love is patient, it's kind, it's gentle, it prefers other people, it's not self-seeking, it overlooks wrongs. And Paul describes there what love is. And here in Colossians, he's saying, this is the love you need to wear. I was also reminded of another time when Paul's writing, and this time we find it in Galatians chapter 5, where Paul describes the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And what does Paul say? He says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness. And so he goes on. And it's the same words. Have you noticed that? It's the same description. It's the same designer wear that Paul is saying, listen, if you're a follower of Jesus, this is the kind of clothes you need to wear. In Colossians chapter 3, what I'm so challenged about as I read Paul's words here is that Paul is clearly saying this isn't just gonna happen. You're not going to just wake up one morning after the day that you've said, yes, Jesus, I give my life to you. Do you know you're forgiven, you're a child of God? But Paul is clearly saying here in Colossians that there is intention to what we wear. It doesn't just happen. There's intention. Paul uses these words very specifically. In fact, he says, put on, wear, be intentional about it. But here's the thing I want you to get this morning, that just prior to him saying what we need to wear, he tells us what we need to take off. I almost want to give you the image of God's changing room. He says, before you put on these amazing designer clothes that God wants you to wear, and they're going to set you free, and they're going to be so amazing, you're going to look stunning in them. Can I tell you this? When you are wearing love and joy and peace, when you're walking in an attitude of forgiveness and mercy towards others, you look radiant. You look radiant. You're stunning. And it doesn't matter how you look on the outside. When your attitude is wearing the clothes of heaven, people are going to look at you and go, wow, I want what he's got. I want what she's got. But in order to be intentional about what we should wear, Paul is very clear that we need to be intentional about stripping off. Yes, I did say that on camera live. Stripping off. Church, I've got to tell you this morning, some of us have got to do some, I've got to be careful how I say this. Laugh with me, please. Some stripping off. Some stripping off. Yes, you can laugh. I did say that. It's what Paul says. Paul said it. It's not my words. He says it's time to do it. He says it's time to strip off your old sinful nature. Do you want me to describe what the old clothes look like? Anger, sexual impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, dirty language, lies, slander. I don't know about you, but just those words make me feel gross. Anyone with me today? Oh, I miss you, church. I miss your amens. Come on, give me some amens. Come on, people in the room, thank you. I'm telling you, Paul describes this list of clothes and they're filthy. They're filthy. I don't want to wear clothes like that. I don't want to be someone that walks around slandering others, lying with dirty language coming out my mouth, with an attitude of greed, sexual impurity, lust. I don't want that. Paul says, this is your old sinful nature and it's time to strip it off. Strip off the old nature and put on the new nature. You might be sitting there saying, Sarah, how? Do you know, I ask that question as well. I struggle like you do. I know my failings. I know my weaknesses, and I've been a follower of Jesus for many years. The answer is here. And I got so excited when I saw this yesterday. And it's here in verse 10. Paul says this. It happens when we learn to know our Creator and be more like Him. Come on, you read it, Colossians 3, verse 10. As we get to know Him more. Josh said earlier about the Alpha Course, it's a journey of faith. Well, I want you to know that you're looking at someone who's 46 years old and has been in church all her life, and I'm still on that journey of faith. I haven't reached it yet. Isn't that what Paul said in Philippians? Not that I've attained this already. Not that I've already been made perfect. That's me. Is that you? I'm so far from perfect. I struggle with all this stuff that Paul's talking about. But Paul says this in Philippians, but one thing I do, forgetting the past, and I'm straining towards what's ahead. I'm forgetting the old sinful nature, and every day I'm saying, Jesus, make me new. And the answer to wearing the new clothes is to know him. Is to know him. The more we know him, the more we find that we're wearing the designer clothes of heaven. And you know what? They fit beautifully. I was at a wedding many years ago. And the groom in his speech said these words. In his speech about his wife, he kept saying, love is a choice. Love is a choice. I'm going to choose to love. And then he named his wife. I was in my 20s at the time, and I hadn't been married to Gareth that long, maybe a year or two, not that long. And I can remember thinking, well, that was the most unromantic wedding speech I've ever heard in my life. I just kind of thought, really? Like on your wedding day, you're talking about the choice to love? Like, you know, I just thought, come on, you should be just talking all the feelings and all the emotions. And here's what I want to say, because yesterday this story came back to my mind. I look back at that couple who are still married all these years on, brilliantly married, and I realized that that groom was probably the wisest man in the room. He understood what love is. See, love isn't a feeling. It can start with a feeling, but it's so not a feeling. Love is a choice. It's a choice. Love is action. And that groom that day, he nailed it. When he was, I think, looking into the future, he wasn't talking about the emotions he was having on his wedding day. We can all have the emotions on a wedding day when we're looking stunning, we're wearing the designer gear, and it's all amazing. But you know, when you make your vows on a wedding day, it's not about the emotion of the moment. It's about a choice that says, I'm going to love you whatever. I'm going to love you on the days where it's really tough, and I'm going to love you on the days when it's brilliant. Love is a choice. You see, when I read Paul's words here about the clothes we wear, I don't get a mushy feeling about them. I'm going to read them to you again. Tender-hearted mercy. See, if you've got to show mercy to someone, it's probably because they've stuffed up. Forgiveness. That's not an easy cloth to wear, is it? You see, if you've got to forgive someone, they've hurt you. Patience. Wear patience. Oh, is it just me that struggles with that? You see, if you've got to wear patience, it's because you're frustrated. Someone or something has frustrated you. And you've got to dig out those socks of patience and say, I'm going to wear patience. It's a choice. You see, the love that Paul tells us to wear isn't a mushy, slushy, Disney type of love. That's not the heart of God. The heart of God is, I'm going to love you at your worst. I'm going to rescue you at your worst. I'm going to love you. Love is a choice, and we have a choice to make. As followers of Jesus, Paul says, I'm asking you to choose to wear love. As we ease out of lockdown, I want you to hear me. Harbour Church, people that are watching wider, wherever you're watching this from, I want you to hear the heart of a pastor. We need to be loving ourselves and loving others intentionally. Do you know, it's going to be interesting as we meet together again. We've all had different journeys. We've all walked the last 16, 17 weeks so differently. Some of us are carrying some deep pain. Some of us are really struggling. Some of us have had a great time, and some of us have had a horrendous time. As we begin to meet together again, we need to wear love. We need to wear love in the way we treat one another. But can I also say this to you? Love yourself. Jesus said, love your neighbour as you love yourself. And I want to just say to you today, be kind to yourself. Show tender-hearted mercy to yourself. Forgive yourself. Do you know, something happened to me at home this morning, and I just felt rubbish and I was beating myself up. That's not how God wants me to treat myself. He says, Sarah, love yourself. Forgive yourself. Be kind to yourself. Speak well of yourself. So I want us to choose, to make a choice that says we're gonna love. As I begin to wrap this up, and I wonder if the band could just come up and begin to help me now. as I wrap this up, I want to tell you that it's only possible for us to love because Jesus first loved us. We love, the Bible says, because God first loved us. I want to tell you this morning, you are known and seen and loved by God. By God. And when you and I have the most beautiful revelation that we're loved by Him, our outfit changes. It really does. Our outfit changes. It's like we go into the changing room of God. And out of a revelation of His love, we discover I'm wearing different clothes. But it only happens from a revelation of His love. Prior to that, it's religion. Prior to that, it's you trying to be a good girl or a good boy. How do I know? I spent years doing that. Believe you me, when you've been brought up in church, you know the drill. You know the clothes to wear. You know how you should look, but it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Because until you've had a revelation of the love of the Father, you'll be trying on your own all the time. But I've got good news for you today. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal the love of the Father to you. And it's as simple as you right now in your home just saying, Holy Spirit, would you reveal His love to me? And the more you discover His love, the freer you are. You see, when you know you're loved by Him, that's when you're secure. It's when you're strong. It's when you have peace. It's when you have joy. And when that's your foundation, you discover that your clothes are different. You just discover that you can love others because you've found His love. You discover that there's a grace for others because you've discovered His grace. You discover that you can forgive those who offend you because you've discovered His wonderful forgiveness in your life. So wherever you're watching today, I want to tell you this. You're loved by God. And the only way that you can wear those clothes that Paul talks about is by knowing His love. We're going to sing a beautiful song together. It talks about His love. His love never fails, never gives up on us. On and on and on it goes. Just like Sean said, forever and ever and ever and ever. And that's a long time. On and on the love of God goes. It will never let you go. It will never forsake you. His love is the most solid thing you will ever, ever find. His love for you. And the more we discover His love, His love. Can I tell you, church, let's not reduce the love of God to a Sunday school lesson. The love of God is the most mind-blowing revelation that all of us need. And until we've had that, we remain locked up. But when we know His love, we're free. And when we know His love, our outfit changes. When we know His love, people notice it. So what are you going to wear when you come out of lockdown? What will you be wearing? Oh, I pray that as a church community, we'll be wearing love. Love for ourselves, love for one another, and it comes from knowing His love. Would you join me in worshiping as we respond by singing this great song together?
Higher than the mountains that